All right, we'll go ahead and get started because I think this is all we're going to have. Josh is counting the money in the back. He'll be here in a second. The other Josh will be here when he finishes the Bible drill real quick. But you know, Tommy had to leave real quick to catch his flight. And of course, Jim's not here today, so we're here. You'll be with me. We'll have a quick word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you at this time. So thankful for this Lord's Day we've had, another day of worship and service to you. We pray that everything done has been done in accordance with your will. We ask at this time, as we are meeting as men and leaders of this congregation, that you would give us wisdom to make the decisions that are necessary for this group, and that your kingdom would be benefited from that, and that we might always do things according to your word. We ask all these things through your son's name. Amen. So, again, sorry I don't have a handout for the finances update. I'll get that next Sunday and have that printed up there. And if you want, and if anytime you want copies and detailed things about that, let me know. I always put a copy up each month in the foyer for you to look at, but my printer was not agreeing with me this morning. But the only update that I had was last month we agreed to send $1,500 to the brethren in the Philippines, and I contacted Ron Halbrook about the needs and specifically who was in need for that. And the brother that we sent the funds to, I gotta make sure I get the name right. His name was Sildago Jaco, J-A-C-O. Not sure exactly how that's pronounced in Filipino, but Brother Salgado, they call him Brother Jack, that's his nickname, so that makes it easy. But he received those funds and distributed those to the needy brethren in that area for mainly food and necessity, food and water necessities of that, because that's what they're struggling with COVID and the lack. I think I've read 3% of the Philippines has been vaccinated, and so they're struggling with COVID and being able to work, and they're still having lockdowns and things like that in their country. So that was done. But other than that, that's all that I had for the financial updates. As far as the new agenda, we also helped out Dick with the extra expenses. That was $1,700 and some change with the fees, and so Dennis took care of that and sending that to the preachers that Dick has been supporting that we talked about supplementing in the last couple of business meetings. So those both of those things have been taken care of for, you know, this period of time. Yes.
I would like to get a list of those men with the proper spellings of their names, like that back page of bulletin.
Okay.
So whoever's got the list.
I can send it to you. I believe the spelling dried if the spelling was sent to me right. Yes, Nick, or Dennis.
Ron Halbrook apparently he's got an email list he sends out updates to, and Dick gets those, I think, and he sent me the most recent one. I guess you got a copy.
Yeah, he said he's going to put me on that list too, so.
That was a powerful email. And just wanted to share with the brethren that what we were doing is very important. They are having such success with the gospel there. When people are in dire straits, they are more open to hearing the gospel and accepting the gospel because that gives them hope that they can have this life. But there's a dearth of Bibles, and they want so much just to have hold a Bible in their hands, and they can't. They don't have one. They've been converted, and they're being trained by ear, you know, by preachers who have Bibles, but they don't have one. And there's a Philippine Bible Society that he talked about, and he's trying to work out where he can maybe order some Bibles from them and pay for a credit card and have them ship it, you know, for them, because it's so expensive to ship things overseas.
Right.
So we can pray for that. That would be a really good thing. And they are sending just basic necessities of life, food, medicine, just simple things like that. Used books. We've got a lot of used songbooks back here in storage that we're not using. They take anything like that, and they will ship it over. They'll do like five big boxes at a time worth $20,000 worth of stuff. It costs $4,000 to ship it on a ship. It'll take 3 months to get there. So... Yeah, there's a great need. I just wish there was a way to broadcast it to all the Brotherhood in the States, because there are some who are well healed and would be willing to support that work if they knew. But yeah, it's a wonderful work that they're doing. And the least we can do is pray for them, and like we're doing, it's just continuing to support the work.
The only other thing that was mentioned as far as the agenda today to me was the computer. So we talked about getting a computer, and I think we said we went ahead and proved up to $500, I think is what we said. But I think we're having a little bit of difficulty finding one for quite that low. And so it was suggested that we up that to, what did you say, Dad?
Well, that's what I said, $1,000. We don't have to pay. We don't get that expensive.
Right.
That should give us enough to where Josh can just find something that works good instead of checking.
Yeah, that way we can go ahead and get that taken care of. Especially, we talked about last meeting, and we've got our next meeting's approaching pretty quickly. It's a month and a half away since it's at the beginning of October this fall instead of the beginning of November like it normally is. And so we definitely want to get that up and running. And, that one, again, most of the time is fine, but it inevitably glitches. And so hopefully that new computer will take care of some of those. But does anybody object to upping that amount to $1,000 to give him a little bit more ability to find one that works? No objections. All right. And we'll let him know about that. He's counting the money right now. Does anybody have anything new that they needs to be addressed or discussed for today? Yes, Dennis.
I just got something I want to say while I've got a few years, captive years. This is not something I would say, before the auditorium, but I'll have an opportunity. I just wanted to address the mask. So some have noticed, and Sweetie have not said, you can ask me, that's fine. But I just wanted to assure the brothers, this is not a political thing. It's just a personal decision. And the reason why is because we got a brand new mandate at work. Like 2 days ago, we have to wear the mask all the time.
I think Tommy is telling me they did it lucky too.
This is Leidos Corporation worldwide. Every office in the country, and even their world offices, they have to do that. And I just learned for the first time the Federal Aviation Administration are required to wear a mask sitting at the radar scopes when they're working traffic. They have to wear a mask. So anyway, wanted to touch just real quickly, as far as information, I know some of us research, some of us don't really need to, and that's fine. But Stan touched on the fact that Delta is causing problems in some areas in the country now. But just want everyone to be aware that in Tarrant County, in DFW, East Texas, South Texas.
It's definitely in East Texas.
Community spread is at the highest level. It's at the highest level. So y'all pray for this to get better.
The Lufkin Church had to, when my family, Kaylee and the kids, now Kaylee's mother-in-law had it, COVID. Two other families that were in quarantine because they've been exposed, and the kids from another family that had it, they canceled. Put it off until later because of it. It's just so it's kind of exploding
in some ways. One final thing. I'm not doing this for our protection because remember back when they said the vaccinated people were safe, I still feel safe. But they came out with that new information about viral loads in the vaccine. So I'm doing this to protect y'all, protect my children. I don't know. That's all.
You may have anything else? All right, thank you guys.